Are you looking to make some change this year in your business and maybe your life? If you are, then maybe we should have a chat. You can head on over to speaktopete.com and book in a chat with me, and we'll see if we're a right fit. Usually is around improving your communication, improving your process management, and improving your accountability within your business so that we can take away some of the frustration and give you back more freedom. Isn't that why you got into business in the first place? So head on over to speaktopete.com and let's have a chat.
Mindset for me is 90% of your business success is mindset. And then the next part is your sole purpose niche. That is who you're working with, who's your who, what do you do for them, what is the problem that you solve, and what is your solution, your step-by-step solution, because that becomes then also your offer. And once you have that overall offer and your niche on what you are all about, and you've got a mindset to support you, now you've got the heart of your business. And from there, you can design your business model. You can design your marketing strategy, your copy, your website, your launches, everything, because everything gives you, revolves around that. And something that's just very important about discovering and confirming your niche that entrepreneurs miss is to do market research, to actually verify in the market that you have a winner.
Are you making every decision in your business? Maybe feeling a little overworked and overwhelmed? Do you ever wish you had someone to go over the big decisions and entrepreneurial choices you had to make? Well, maybe this sounds familiar. Your partner at home doesn't want to hear about business anymore, and your friends don't know what the heck you're talking about. And maybe your team at work, well, even though you have an open door policy, they're not always as open as you'd like them to be. Well, there's good news. I have room for two more one-on-one coaching clients next quarter. And, you know, here's how it works. We'll get together on Zoom either every week or every second week to discuss the strategies and frameworks that will clarify your thinking and advance your business and entrepreneurial life. It's all about the five P's: your promise, your product, your process, your people, and your profit. Once they're better aligned, you'll enjoy a better life and business. Remember, you own your business and it shouldn't own you. It's time to reduce the frustrations and increase the freedoms. So if this sounds interesting, go to simplifyingentrepreneurship.com/call to book a freedom call with me, and we'll see if we're a right fit. Hey, it's Pete, and welcome to another edition of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship podcast, designed to provide the tips and tools that will help you cut through the chaos of running a business and transforming your frustrations into freedoms for your business and your life as a leader. And today I had the opportunity to speak with Dina Marais. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit around the idea of creating your heart of your business model and how does that simplify entrepreneurship. And once you've created a system that provides a roadmap, then life gets easier around that. So we'll dig into a few things around mindset alignment, your sole purpose niche, and your offer. And when that's in place, everything else falls into place. So let's dig into it with Dina Marais. Hi, Dina. It's a pleasure to have you here today on the Simplifying Entrepreneurship podcast.
Oh, thank you for inviting me, Pete. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. And, you know, it was great fun and a pleasure to be on your podcast recently as well. You know, we had some great conversations like, hey, let's come back on my podcast and we'll talk a little bit about the things that are near and dear to you and all around the idea of the heart of your business. And before we hopped on the podcast here, we talked a little bit about heart models, and I have some heart models and you have some heart models, and really interested to find out today a little bit about, you know, what do you mean by the heart of your business, Dina?
Three things that I have learned finding my own way of creating my own system of you know, what's really important in creating a business. And for me, that is mindset. Mindset for me is 90% of your business success is mindset. And then the next part is your sole purpose niche. That is who you're working with, who's your who. What do you do for them? What is the problem that you solve? And what is your solution, your step-by-step solution? Because that becomes then also your offer. And once you have that overall offer and your niche and what you are all about, and you've got a mindset to support you, now you've got the heart of your business. And from there, you can design your business model, you can design your marketing strategy, your copy, your website, your launches, everything, because everything gives you, revolves around that. And something that's just very important about discovering and confirming your niche that entrepreneurs miss is to do market research, to actually verify in the market that you have a winner.
Yeah, I mean, one of the big things is testing it, right?
Yes, you got to test it. You got to test it. And furthermore, what's really gold about that is in your conversations with your potential, what I call soul clients, how they say it is gold, because you can use that in your website copy, in your marketing copy. You get in that way, you get into the conversation that your client already has in their head. You get to understand them really.
I like that idea of soul purpose and the whole idea wrapping around the word soul. Why don't you dig a little bit deeper into why you picked that for your terminology around the stuff we were discussing here today?
You know, if you look at what life purpose means, you know, that's sort of Deepak Chopra's, I like his definition to say that it's, you know, the sort of intersection between your skills, your talents and your passions in service of others. Now, we have many skills and we have many passions and we have many talents. So there are lots of intersections there if you think about it. Now, for me, where your soul comes in is it becomes more personal. It becomes more narrowed down. And it's often a whole coming together of your wisdom, your secret sauce, other skills that you have learned that you are that you apply now together with how you want to serve the world. So often as well, it's something that we have overcome that is speak to our soul. It speaks to our heart. We are very passionate about it. It's very personal. It's like our mess is our message.
Yeah. So how do we take our soul and craft that in a way that's going to be beneficial to others? Like, obviously, understanding ourselves is a really important piece here, but how are we using that in order to help others and translate that into what we're doing for our clients, either through our products or our services? And how do you suggest laying that sort of framework out?
Well, it's really to start with, you know, what is the problem that you like to solve? Because that is where your purpose comes from. What is a problem that you love to solve, that you're good at, that you want to become a specialist in?
This episode of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast is brought to you by Zootopia.ca. We're always helping our clients look great and feel fantastic. With the heat, you can free your feet with some of the awesome sandals from names you know and love, like Birkenstock, Keen, and Mephisto. Of course, we have you covered for the casual and athletic needs, too. Guests like you are at the very heart of Zootopia. Stop in for a visit or drop in on Zootopia.ca. We're currently only shipping to Canadian addresses.
And then who do you want to solve that problem for? And where are they on their journey when they need your help to solve this problem for them? And of course, how you do that and what is the result? How will their life change? But you start with what is the problem that you love to solve, that you're good at?
Yeah, no. I love that framework too. And from that perspective, in a lot of the coaching I do, you know, we talk about creating one-liners and creating different things like that along part of this pathway. And that's that three-step. We use the same sort of three-step. It's like, what's the problem? What's the solution that we're offering? And what does their life look like afterwards? And when you can lay that out in terminology and frameworks and language that makes sense to your client, then it really becomes powerful, doesn't it, Dina?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing there is that it must align with what your client wants, you know, and I think that that is also a piece that many people miss, is that they think they know what their client wants and they go ahead and create the most beautiful things. I know I've done it. Most beautiful programs and stuff. And then the client says, no, I don't want to pay for that.
I know. We talked about that on your podcast, yes, too. And the idea that so many people, you know, spend so much time before they get out and test, before they get out and try, you know, and put it out to the public. And the idea that you know, perfection is not what we're after here. You just need to get it out in the public and then you can perfect it afterwards. And we're always perfecting. There never is a perfect product. There never is a perfect service. We're always trying to make it that little bit better along the way. But if you don't take the action to actually put it out there, then it's never going to happen for you. And as we all know, most businesses fail because of cash flow. And if you don't have cash flow, if you don't actually have people paying for that product, writing the check for it, then there's not much there, you know?
Yeah, you got to have something to sell.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you need to test it, right? That's one of the big learnings here is just get it in the public, right?
What's really great about that is that you might need to tweak something. You might need to tweak the people that you're working with that you thought had the problem, but maybe it's just a little bit different from that. Or if people have the problem, but they are not willing to pay for it, then you have to change the problem that you are solving.
Or the process, right?
It's a process. I created, in my previous life, I was in IT many years. And so I designed big systems. So I have an affinity. I always say I can see a course a mile away to design them and the tech to put them up on a platform, et cetera, et cetera. And I have combined that with my journey on building my business. So what I've done is I work with clients one-on-one and slowly but surely I build trainings for them to help them to discover their niche in the end, to do their branding, to build their lead magnet, to do their marketing, to do their launches, et cetera, et cetera. In the end, I've put that together as a system and a roadmap so people know exactly where they come in. And step by step by step by step, they don't have to worry about what do I do next? What is the next thing? Because that's a big thing for coaches creating their business is they easily get overwhelmed about there's just so much and there's just so many gurus out there. And this is what do I choose? For me, that's important. I would like to create that safety for a coach to build their business. And I see it as an incubator to work with me for 12 months to get your business off the ground. But in that time, you go through every step to build your online business, every offer that you want to make, launch it, test it, market it, troubleshoot it, and then build the next one. So in that time, you build at least 2 to 3 programs and launch them and test them so that you can get into awesomeness, as Jeff Walker calls it, the circle of awesome. I like people to have like an engine that they can build, a rhythm in their business, that they know what programs they are launching, how are they planning, what are they doing, and relax. And, you know, it happens. It's automated. It's systemized so that people can really, you know, get the stuff in place and go and create more beautiful transformation for their clients.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's great. And I mean, a lot of the listeners to our shows aren't coaches, but you can use this same sort of framework within your business, no matter what your business is, right? It's this idea of setting it up with a framework that's going to make sense, going through the test, going through the launch, going through the right process, going through the right products, finding the right people. And when I say people, I mean not only the people to work within your business as your team, but also the right people to align with in order to offer your product.
Absolutely.
And the right people to do business with, like you've been talking about. A lot of the things that we've had conversation around here today really flows whether you're a coach, you know, the people that you work with, or for any business. It just makes sense to have that sort of framework and to be ever improving upon it. So really have enjoyed my time together here. Pleasure to speak with you. And I want to let everybody have an opportunity here to, you know, how do they get a hold of you? Can you give us a little bit of information on where they could reach out to you if they want to find a little bit more about your roadmap, your coaching programs, or even about you?
Well, they can, of course, find me on all the social media channels. On my website is dinamarae.com. Simple as that. And yeah, if they would like to know more about building a coaching business, creating courses, share your skills with others, then I have a guide for them that they can find at bit.ly/HTB, like high ticket business guide.
Awesome. And we'll put it in the show notes for you as well, Dina.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, thanks again for being a part of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship podcast today. It's been a pleasure having our conversation.
Thank you, Pete. I really enjoyed it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Dina Maria today, and think about how you can apply all of those things we talked about. Get your product to the table. Make sure that you test it and don't try to keep perfecting and perfecting and perfecting. Just get it out there, test it so that you can see and then do some iterations on it to make it even better. You know, some of the things around the soul purpose, some of the things around really understanding that, you know, what you're offering and the talk about the problem, the solution, and life after, I think is a really important piece as well. When I put it into the framework that I often talk about when we look at the idea of transforming your frustrations into freedoms, it's about finding the right product or service, the first P, and then the right process, and then the right people, and then the right profit will come. So I think a lot of the stuff I talked about here today with Dina really aligns with the 4P model that I often talk to too. So really some good stuff there and some actionable takeaways. So if you like the podcast, please share it with your friends. You can really help me by rating and reviewing it on Apple as well. And for more information on my coaching programs and leadership programs, visit more.coach. That's MOHR.COACH. And if you'd like, we have an awesome little assessment for your business. And all you have to do is go to the upper portion right-hand side of my website and you will see take the assessment button. When you do that, it'll take you about 15 minutes to take the assessment. But what it does is it comes back with about, depending on the assessment, 40 to 50 pages worth of information that lets you know what you're doing really well with and where you need a little bit of help. And from that perspective, it gives you some clarity around the things that you're feeling confident about and the things that you need to work on. So really helpful tool. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook as well. So until next time, make it a great day.
An Ironic Media production.
Visit us at ironicmedia.com.